Motivation to Move. This meditation is designed to help you create momentum with your fitness routine. Taking small, consistent steps makes it easier to reach your larger goals. But here's the trick. Don't wait for motivation. Just get started. If you're like many of us, you often wait for inspiration to kick in. Unfortunately, inspiration isn't always dependable. What is dependable is action, even when you don't feel like it. You see, motivation comes from the repetition of actions. Over time, not overnight, that repetition becomes automatic habits. The more ingrained these habits are, the more motivated you feel. So let's get started so that you're one step closer to taking action towards your fitness goals, towards actualizing how you want to feel body, mind, and spirit. Get comfortable, close your eyes, and take a few deep breaths. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And one more time, inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. With the next exhale, allow your breath to return to its natural rhythm, breathing in and out through your nose. Connect to the rhythm of your breath. Whenever your mind drifts, come back to your breath. Notice the rise and fall of your chest, the warmth of the air you're exhaling. Let your thoughts pass through you like a river, not attaching to any one idea or feeling. Now pay attention to your body. Take a mental scan of how you're feeling. Notice any places of tension and breathe into those areas, mentally releasing any tightness or constriction, picturing the knots unwind, the aches release, the discomfort subside, even just a tiny bit. Keep noticing what's going on in your body and silently say, release. 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 Often our mind is having a different experience than our bodies. We're thinking about this or that while our bodies are trying to get our attention. By taking this time to scan your body, you can guide yourself back into alignment. Another tool to help you take action towards your goals is to tap into your why. When you identify the outcome you want to experience, it's easier to stay on track. Take a moment now and silently ask yourself these questions. Why is movement important to me? What does it allow me to do? How does it make me feel? Here are some answers you may resonate with. Movement is important to me because it reminds me that I value myself. It allows me to keep up with my kids, pets, and busy schedule. It balances my mood and helps me feel confident. I get more done with joy when I prioritize my fitness. I feel strong and powerful. I have less pain in my body. I feel more energetic and up for life's adventures. And finally, how do you feel when you gain momentum? My guess is that it creates a sense of pride, accomplishment, and a desire to move. We feel so good after we've worked out. Tap into that afterglow feeling now. Keep tapping into your why as the first step on your road to motivation. Remember, inspiration isn't always reliable. But if you override your resistance and keep taking action, before you know it, you'll crave movement more than being sedentary. You won't even have to think about motivation because you will be wired with it. So, my friend, choose to start. Choose to surge through your resistance. The fit life you desire is well within your reach. It doesn't need to look a certain way. It has nothing to do with your size, shape, or ability, and everything to do with what feels good to unique and wonderful you.